a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Welcome back in to KSL's Unrivaled. No Alex Carey, no Scott Mitchell tonight. It's Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte, the Cougar Sports Saturday crew, holding it down here. So we started the show talking about the NBA and possible return, looking like July 31st is the target. And in that Board of Governors call between the commissioners and the owners, there's some interesting little facts and tidbits that are coming out on what the NBA could look like when it returns. And there are four kind of ideas, four competitive scenarios that were discussed on the call as things that will be eventually voted upon as how the NBA will return. So I'll give you these four, Mitch, and then you tell me which one you are most interested in, most excited for as a fan. So
okay.
So idea number one, 16 teams. Just go straight to the playoffs. No need to figure it out. Most of the regular season is played anyways. Go straight to the playoffs. Number two, 20 teams, and it would be World Cup-style group play, and that would determine who gets to the field of for the playoffs. Idea number three, 22 teams, and you have a set number of games to kind of jockey for positioning, and then there's a play-in tournament from the final seed. And then idea number four, all 30 teams go to Orlando, if that's the place, and it's likely to be the place. And you would play 72, everyone would play 72 games. So some teams would need five, some teams would need more or less. And then after every team has played 72 games, then there would be a play-in tournament for the playoffs.
Wow. You know what? I think it's pretty easy, Matt. I think that's, out of those four options, it's pretty simple. Just have the 16 teams that were already slated to go to the playoffs as of March 12th. Have those teams run it back and have a few games to kind of get them warmed up before the playoffs. But that is the easiest, the most simplest, the easiest way to go about this. That's the route the NBA has to go. Best of seven each round. That is the path. There's really no other option. All those other options, don't give me some group A's. This is the NBA. This isn't the World Cup. Are you kidding me?
Hey, Mitch, you did say in the first segment, though, this is the time to be creative. So I'm about to hit you with some creativity, Mitch, all right? So I don't like any of these options. If I had to choose one, I'm with you. I'm choosing just the 16 teams. But considering a regular finale to the season came and went a long time ago. Everything from here on out, and even in real life, everything is new. Everything is different. We're navigating a new normal right now. So why not be creative? Why not try something? So here's my proposal. I would like to see a World Cup style group play, but there needs to be some sort of stipulation in here that the regular season matters. I don't want the regular season to just go away because a team like Milwaukee or the Lakers, maybe they're a little rusty. They lose a couple games and then they're out. And it's like, well, we played most of the regular season and we had a bad three-game stretch and then we're done. So I don't want to see that. So what I propose here is you have four groups, six teams in each group. So that gets you 24 teams with an opportunity to make the playoffs. The top eight teams in the NBA, Mitch, they're guaranteed a playoff spot. So these, so the group play is a way to get some extra games in for teams like Milwaukee or Utah, who would be guaranteed. You're just playing games to get ready for the playoffs. The other four teams that aren't guaranteed in that group, the top two teams from group play, they're into the playoffs. So there's a way to honor the regular season by getting eight teams in, you know, and you could even do the top four from the East, the top four in the West, and then group play to seed 5, 6, 7, and 8. That's what I would like to see. I think it would be fun, a good opportunity to be creative. So there's my idea and proposal for the NBA. What do you think?
I can respect that, but I like the aspect of like the 20, 24 teams. I can get down with that because the last thing I want is the Golden State Warriors at 15-50 to have a shot to win it again.
Yes.
Because I'm telling you, the Warriors would be dangerous. Curry would be back. I would imagine Klay Thompson would be good to go. Am I right?
Yeah.
I mean, he hasn't been. I know Kevin Durant came out and said he wouldn't be playing in this, but Klay Thompson could be back. They got Harrison Barnes in that deal with D'Angelo Russell. I don't want to see the Warriors win it again.
No.
It can't happen.
They would be eliminated. Teams like Cleveland and Golden State, they were abysmal in the regular season. You have to honor the regular season in some form or fashion. It can't just be, hey, Damian Lillard, he had some words earlier where he said he's not going to play if there's not a chance. You know what? You had your chance. Portland wasn't very good in the regular season.
So, but I think the thing is, though, is that Memphis's schedule would have been a lot tougher down the stretch, whereas Portland's would have eased up. So that's where maybe the argument goes to give guys like Dame and another shot at it. But, hey, I'm with you. I think that ultimately I just want to go with the 16. I just want to go with the traditional look, have three or so kind of warm-up games. I don't know what you call them, maybe regular season, preseason. I don't know what you call it, but just some warm-up, tune-up games. And then get after it on the playoffs, because that's ultimately what I want to see. I want to see the Lakers just play the tradition, like the Memphis Grizzlies, the Jazz play in the 4-5. I would also be a fan of the top 16 teams, and it's just divided up by just the best 16.
Totally.
So like the Lakers play, or the Bucks would play who? They would play Orlando. The Lakers would play Brooklyn.
Yeah.
The Jazz would end up getting Houston in that scenario if that happened, which would be the third straight year that would be the case. But I just want to see just like the top 16 rewarded at this point.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can make a case for some of these other teams, but I just want to see the traditional playoffs. That's ultimately what I want to see.
I do love that you bring up just abandon the East-West thing. I mean, you got to try something. This is the perfect opportunity. There's no home court advantage. None. So there's no reason to have East and West. This could be a great opportunity to see if it provides some interesting matchups, or maybe we miss the East and West, and then you go back to that next year. But that would be a great opportunity. One thing I would also like to see, and this kind of plays into the safety of the players and kind of getting a quick conclusion. I'm not opposed, Mitch, to a 3-game first round series. Or 5 is what it used to be, but if you want to condense this, because along these lines, another thing too, we got to get back to every other day. Since no one's going to be traveling, we can't be having 2 days off between games. It's every other day, and if you did the first round 3, what if you did 3, 5, 7, 7? Then you could probably get that thing done in a month and a half tops.
I think the 7-7-7-7 would be the route, though, because the NBA has got to make up the money. Because for, 3 months now, they have made literally no money, no revenue.
Right.
And they got to make it up with the TV partners. So I like that idea. And one thing I should note, too, the creativity aspect that I mentioned earlier, it would be because I like the creativity with the dates, like the calendar. Like, I want to see the NBA start on Christmas and then roll through the summertime. That's what I want in terms of creativity. I don't want to see all something 30 crazy. Teams, 24 teams. I don't want anything crazy like that. But one thing that wouldn't be crazy, though, Matt, is people cleaning up their junk. 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK today. They make your junk disappear. It's 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They're a proud sponsor here at KSL's Unrivaled.
I need to call them, actually.
I've been cleaning up a lot during the quarantine.
That's something I'm proud of you, actually, because that's something I need to do. I look at my closet sometimes, and I'm like, that shirt's been hanging there for years. I haven't worn it in years, but why can't I throw it away? Does that happen to you?
Yeah, producer Dallin comes and brings the Comrex for me, and he sees like the dysfunction that my kids create with their playroom and their toys. They're out of control. We have people coming and going as we please, but hey, got to clean up the junk. That's why you go to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
All right, we're going to take another break here in KSL Unrivaled. Good stuff on the NBA. So if you want more details on that, head over to KSLSports.com. Ben Anderson, Jazz Insider here. He's doing a great job of breaking it down. On the other side, we're going to get to some football. Power Five Leagues asking Congress for athletic compensation law changes. Really interesting stuff there in college athletics. We'll get to that after this break here. It's KSL Unrivaled, powered by KSLSports.com.
Chloe, put your helmet on.
Okay, Dad. You work hard.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.